Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking this week about courageous victory. And today I want to wrap up the broadcast part of the week with a victory over death. And it probably sounds a bit strange if you really think about it. I know within church, within Christian circles, we talk about this, and yet we die. This body will cease to function someday. And yet the Bible teaches that that's not the end. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55, Paul writes, and he says, "Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?" Even though death comes to those who live on earth, it's in a sense a hollow death, because it's not permanent. Those in Christ continue to live. I think of the interaction between Mary and Martha and Jesus at the death of Lazarus. And Jesus telling them that they will see him again, that grief is real. And that out of that grief, the response is, well, we know that. But that's different. And Jesus tells them and asks them if they believe. And they believe that there will be a resurrection. They believe that there will be a time that the dead live again. But believing that and knowing that doesn't always erase, or it doesn't erase all of the pain of this temporary loss. And Jesus makes a statement that even though you are dead, yet you will live. And he was talking, I believe, about more than just a return to this physical life. Even though he raised Lazarus from the dead, I think that was a combination of his love for Mary and Martha. It was definitely his obedience to his Father. But it was showing to all who were watching, it was showing to you and me that he does have the power over death. Lazarus died again. There's no record of that, but if he were still living, I'm pretty sure we would know about it. It was a temporary return to this life to show that life had not ended. He had simply moved from earth to being with God. And so when we live life as Christians, when we consider what this victory looks like, it's not a victory that means this body will continue. This body has problems. This body gets sick. This body gets injured. We wouldn't want to live forever in this body. Sin changed the nature of this body. And yet, we grieve when this body quits functioning because, well, we miss the person it contained. And while that person has gone away, we can live with confidence that if they are in Christ, death did not win. And while we live, it ought to be our responsibility to share the hope, to share the news, to help others know this victory that has been won. And while there's victory that I believe already exists because we can live, and Paul writes, we can live and grieve with hope. We can live and grieve differently than those of the world who have no hope. But there also comes a time when Jesus returns, when he takes to himself all who belong to him, and then death is completely defeated. There will be no more death for those who are in Christ. There will be no more separation from one another, no more separation from God. You see, the Bible talks about a day of judgment where those who are outside of Christ will be cast out of his presence, will be cast into what they call the lake of fire with the devil and his demons. And he says this is described as the second death, the eternal death. We don't talk about that a lot because it's pretty discouraging. We don't mind talking about eternal life. That's encouraging. That's positive. That's what we want. But it's important to know that even though death has been overcome by Jesus, it belongs to those who are in Christ. He's the victor. For us to claim victory, we must be on his side. When a battle takes place between nations, and one nation wins, they are the victors. Those who have been defeated can't claim victory. I mean, they can. They would be considered lunatics. And the only way to claim victory is to be on the side of the one who won. And to claim this victory over death, we must belong to Jesus. We must be on his side. Otherwise, the news is pretty bad. Just as we will be raised to life eternal, those outside of Christ will, well, they will be cast out of God's presence. They will be left in this eternal death. And while we can be very discouraged about that, I believe the motivation ought to be very clear. The assignment ought to be very important. When we know what it takes to move from eternal death to eternal life while we still have the chance, while the opportunity still exists, then it ought to be our responsibility to share that choice, to share the good news, the gospel of Jesus. As these bodies of ours deteriorate and we realize more and more each day that they are only temporary, the Bible talks about us being this dwelling of God, this tent. And when we think about this tent that contains our spirit, that contains God's presence within us, I think about the difference between the tent of meeting and the portable, the tabernacle that the Israelites had with them in the wilderness and would worship God in and meet with God when they were wandering and up till the time when the temple was built. And then they moved from this tent, from this temporary meeting place, to a place with more permanence. But even that was destroyed here on earth. But we move from this tent to a place of more permanence. And so when we realize that, we begin to see that the tent will wear out. The tent will need patched and repaired, but a better building is coming. A permanent structure. And God is the one that turns us and makes us into that. What an incredible message to know victory over death. Now, not victory from death, victory over death. That when death strikes its blow, rather than defeating us, rather than destroying us, it ushers in us into the fullness of God's presence. What an incredible message of hope. What an incredible encouragement to those who mourn the loss of loved ones. The mourning, the grief is real. It's still there. It doesn't erase just because we know that they've won. We miss them. But just as Mary and Martha were given hope by Jesus that though you are dead, yet shall you live. Those that we miss, those that we long for, if they lived in Christ, they still live. As we pray today, I would encourage you to consider how you can encourage others. God tells us to comfort others with the same comfort we receive, to encourage others with the same encouragement we have received. So when you consider your knowledge, your awareness of victory over death, how will you encourage others? Would you pray with me today? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. Your love has made a way for us to know that that death does not have the final word. That this battle we live in these physical bodies will go on for a time and for a season, but when that battle is over, even when it appears like death has won, you bring life. And a life more abundant, a life more real, a life eternal to those who are in Christ. And so, God, today I pray for those who are grieving, that these words do not come across as empty words. That they grieve because of their loss, because of the person they miss. But even in the midst of their grief, there would be hope. There would be an awareness. There would be a knowledge of the victory of those that are in Christ when they move from this life to your presence. Father, help us to comfort one another. Help us to be encouragers. Help us to not only know the victory over death, but to be aware that the alternative is eternal death. And may we have a greater motivation to share the hope of Jesus with others. May we live and talk and interact with others in such a way and in multiple ways that help them to know the realness of Jesus in our life. May we live as those with great hope. May we talk as those with great hope. May we interact with others as those with great hope. May we share Jesus. May He be seen in us. May He be heard from us. Father, even in the midst of those times where we grieve, may we continue to know the hope that we have in Christ. Father, may You help us to examine our life. May we test our spirit to see if we indeed belong to You. May we consider the fruit of our life, the fruit of Your Spirit within us. May we live with a greater confidence of this victory over death. No matter what. Father, today I continue, as we've been doing all week, to pray for my friend and fellow minister at Deer Run, David. May You guide his day as he continues through this 3-week time at the Mayo Clinic. May You give help and hope. And whatever that looks like, may this be a time of encouragement for him, for his family. May You even use him to encourage others today, those that he will interact with. May You give clarity of understanding to the things that he is hearing and learning. May You bring healing and strength. Father, it's our prayer, it's my prayer, that it's a restoration of health and wellness. But I pray that Your will be done, that You bring healing and strength in a way that glorifies You, even if it doesn't look like what we wanted. Father, may we live, even in these broken bodies of ours, with an awareness of the victory over death that Jesus has won. And may that give us hope in the midst of the struggles. And may that hope lead us to lift up Jesus at every opportunity possible, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.